Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Dave Moore, and I am chatting to Catherine Bohart, who you'll remember from Amazon's Last One Laughing Ireland. But you're doing so much, Catherine. Tell me about your podcast. It's called Trusty Hogs.
Okay, well, basically, it's me and my friend Helen Bauer, who's a comedian. We talk about our chaotic lives, and then we sell ourselves to a degree as agony aunts. What we tend to do is extend the agony rather than help with it. I would say Helen was very clear with me when she knew I was coming on this. She was like, "You tell them we are an Irish history podcast."
Right.
And I was like, "I'm not going to lie to their goddamn faces, Helen." But she's an English woman who will tend to find things that she listens to a lot of history podcasts.
Right.
And goodness, she's constantly shocked to find what the English did. And it's a fascinating dynamic to behold. But I took her to Dublin. She came with me to do, we both did the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And we went to the Famine Memorial because I was like, she has to learn.
Has to learn, yeah.
She, however, is a Pokemon addict. Pokemon Go. I don't know if you've been around for the last three decades.
My sister broke her ankle playing Pokemon Go recently. Well, not recently, but in the last couple of years. Yeah, she was searching for a Charizard down near the estuary in Malahide, and her foot sank into a hole. She twisted and snapped her ankle in half.
These just shouldn't be sentences adults are saying to each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not right. But so I take her to the Famine Memorial. As soon as we get there, there's tourists, and they are being like, I think, quite disrespectful, like taking pictures basically on it. And I was like, yikes, right, turn around. Yeah. Transpires it's a poker gym. Helen's collecting at the Famine Memorial. I was like, for goodness, is nothing sacred?
So good.
Yeah, that's Helen. But we do podcast together, and we're very lucky. We have a lot of Irish listeners, and so we are doing a show on the 4th of June at the Laughter Lounge. I love the live shows because often people who've written in with problems in advance or problems prior will come to the show and then update us on what's going on.
Fantastic.
And you would think that would mean you get like this beautiful resolution, but often like stuff's really taken a turn for the worst, and that's very fun.
I followed your advice and everything's terrible.
Genuinely, yes. Also, the thing that most often the women who come to our, and sometimes men, but let's be honest, mainly gays, gays and women who come to our podcast will say is like, they'll often open with, I was having a really bad mental health time and then I found your podcast. Like, no one's ever found us when they're well.
When they're well, okay.
And that's what I think the best advertisement for our podcast is.
Find us in your darkest moments and we'll help you get out of them, hopefully.
We'll do our best.
Is it true that usually the night will end with some wine fueled karaoke?
Well, is it true? Unfortunately, yes. Is it consensual on my part? No.
Oh, really?
Helen will often drink more wine than she freaking told me she would.
Yeah.
And then she will sing usually a Disney tune alone.
Oh.
I'll try to keep her dress on. You know, it gets a little crazy, but we have a good time.
And if you were forced into the corner by Helen and the microphone shoved in your face, what would Catherine Bohart choose to sing?
She can't make me. She can't make me sing, and I won't do it. We've been over this 1,000 times. Because every single time she's like, let me sing a... to be honest with you, whenever she's singing a Disney song, I'm glad because it means she's not singing an Irish rebel song she learned from a local.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you got to watch that one. But I will say it's a no from me.
Well, look, I want to talk about your own tour and I want to talk about LOL as well. How was it, Catherine?
Honestly, so difficult. Mm. So difficult. It's like, first of all, it sounds like you're getting an invite to an excellent party. You're like, oh, all these amazing comics who I want to hang out with. And then everyone's like, but you have to have a terrible time. And you're like, what kind of rule is that? It's awful. Also, I think I mean, I talk about it in my shows a lot, but I have obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right.
And obviously to make each other laugh, within about 15 minutes, people were doing things like throwing food or putting food in their pockets or like,
yes.
And so from about 16 minutes in, I'm just a woman saying things like, wouldn't it be gas if we all cleaned up? So
because you
I think
actually
my energy
wanted to.
I think you can tell I'm tense.
You weren't happy with David McSavage putting beans into his pocket.
No, sir. Not right. And I don't want any part of it.
No, I hear you. And look, that show, I think, was just such a roaring success. I mean, I'd love it to come back. Have you heard anything about whether or not they might make another one?
I haven't yet. But you know something? They've made a version for so many countries that in the meantime, I would. Do you know what? The Swedish one is great.
Oh, right. And do you need subtitles?
No, they pretty much speak English the whole time, but
gosh,
I think
isn't
they
it the
maybe
Nordics?
or maybe they did have subtitles. Wow. How much wine was I drinking when I watched that? That I can't remember. Oh
Maybe
dear.
you watched back our one after some glasses of wine and thought everyone was
Very
Swedish.
likely.
That could happen.
Yeah, or thought I need subtitles.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be back. You're doing the 4th of June in the Laughter Lounge with the Trusty Hogs, but you'll be back in September because you're doing your own comedy tour again with Feelings. What's that show going to be about?
Yeah, I just started it actually at Soho Theatre, and by the time I get to Dublin, it will be well on its feet. It's my my stand-up show is basically about whether or not, well, listen, I think like a lot of women in their mid-30s, I'm trying to figure out if I should be having children, how I would have children, what that would look like, whether or not I've let myself down by not being married or owning property, and how it is one becomes an adult. And that's what the show is about, but with jokes. And it's just been reviewed at Soho and it's done well and I'm feeling excited about it. There's some squirrel content.
Oh,
It makes sense in the context of the show.
even if
And
it didn't,
do you know
I'd
what?
Be delighted.
Oh, really? I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah, squirrels up for days.
That wow, who knew I was speaking to such an enthusiast? They come up quite a lot, actually, more than you think they would. By which I mean at all. And then the other thing to say is that the last time I was in Dublin and I played Liberty Hall, it was my favorite gig on the tour. That's not me just saying it, like. Usually, I've actually sometimes historically found gigging in Dublin a bit harder because Irish people are funny, right? So like things I can call jokes in the UK, it turns out, is just me having an accent. But you really have to work for an Irish crowd. And let me tell you, the show there last time was my favorite gig, and I just really would love to have another great night in Dublin. I'm excited. I feel like Irish audiences come out wanting to have like a good evening. They're
they
up for
really
the night,
do. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I love that.
Well, look, with a 5-star review in The Guardian, we expect big things and we cannot wait for you to bring Again with Feelings back to Dublin. I'm going to ask you the quick fire round of questions before I let you go. I ask all my guests the same questions at the very end. They're very simple and straightforward. What are you currently obsessed with, Catherine?
Ooh, Things You Should Have Done, a show, a weird little show on the BBC iPlayer.
Right.
Yeah, I can't stop. It's so stupid, but I love it.
So it's called Things You Should Have Done.
Yeah, it's about a girl whose parents have died in a car crash, and then she gets handed this list of things that they want her to have learned to do in order to keep her parents' house from a solicitor. But she's so silly, and it is honestly laugh out loud funny, even though the premise is dark.
Is dark. Okay, brilliant. Love it. I'm going to check that one out. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, probably Joe Lycett, but he's under mummy.
Yeah. That's an amazing answer. Thank you very much for that one. Think back to when you were in Dublin in school, when you were about 8 years old. Can you remember the name of the school you were in when you were in second class?
Can indeed.
What was
Mount
it?
Sackville.
Mount
blue.
Sackville. Yeah, I know it well. And did you bring a lunchbox to school? And if so, what was in it?
Yes, I did. It was one of those phenomenal big square, like almost like child briefcases, you know, the pink ones with the handle. And what was in it, if I was really lucky, if I was really having like the day of days, it would have had that panda bear chocolate spread.
Ooh.
The swirly one that's white and
white
dark
and brown.
And
on
a white bread, if I was really living in cling film, obviously. And then beside that, a box of raisins, because I'm not a heathen, a satsuma that I wouldn't eat. And that'd be me. Maybe some Tuck crackers.
Ooh,
if I was feeling a little
salty.
Adult.
Nice. Yes, I like that. And the final question I ask everybody, Catherine, and forgive me, this is a little bit strange, but you see, I don't. So I like to know whether my guests do wash their legs in the shower.
I have obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay. You don't even need to go any further.
Yeah.
I got it.
I've always washed my legs. Okay. If anything, too much.
Too much. Catherine, it's great to talk to you. Cannot wait. Trusty Hogs in the Laughter Lounge, Tuesday, 4th of June. And then in September, you'll see Catherine on her own tour coming back to Dublin. Thank you so much for chatting to me today.
Pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.